Yeah, I mean, I think Obrafo actually in this case has a very strong case, because they're basically saying the copying of the sampled phrase in the infringed work is so direct in nature that the audio of the sampling phrase heard contains little or no manipulation, alteration in character, etc. So that basically means that it's the exact words. What makes his case even stronger is that Drake's team reached out allegedly to Obrafo's team a week before the album dropped, and I think it was a surprise album drop for the album Honestly Nevermind by Drake. And Obrafo has a very strong case because first of all, you know, artists rarely give permission, you know, like artists like Tracy Chapman, she never gives permission on her songs. So a lot of artists like Drake use like fair use, like is it fair use to just sample the song? And the criteria the courts are going to be considering is the purpose and character. For instance, was it for commercial use, which it was in this case, or was it for non-profit? And the other criteria they're going to use is the effect of the use upon the potential market for value of the copyrighted work. And already, you know, I looked it up and it seems like the song's been played quite a few times. It's been streamed over 4.1 million times on YouTube and streamed over 47,000 times on Spotify alone. So for that, I think they have a strong case, because their case is closer to like the Nicki Minaj sampling case of Tracy Chapman. As opposed to Ed Sheeran, which was like a song sampled that was just like, you know, it was just strikingly similar. But this was like very similar. And you have the case that Drake's team reached out to Obrafo. So he has a pretty strong case, I think.
It's quite interesting.